Peace be with you. What a wonderful message. What a wonderful message from our Lord. The disciples didn't know what was going on. They didn't know what had happened. And then our Lord appears to them. Peace be with you. This greeting of peace is not just one that our Lord gives to his disciples, but it's one that he gives to each and every one of us. It is a message of mercy. This message of peace that our Lord gives is a message of forgiveness and love. It is this message that we see through the image of divine mercy, this image that we have over here in our church, this image of our Lord's mercy coming down upon us. It is a mercy that is so strong that, as it says in our scriptures today, he gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That our Lord rising from the dead is a message of hope in his mercy and love. And this, our Lord appearing to his disciples, is showing that mercy. First of all, showing that mercy to the disciples, but also showing that mercy to us. When we look at those nail marks and the mark in the side of our Lord, that is a message of mercy. He didn't have to resurrect with those images. He did not have to resurrect with those nail marks, but he did, because those marks are the marks of mercy. And when we look at that side, that piercing of the side, we see the blood in the water which poured out of them when the soldier pierced his side with a lance. This blood and water is so clearly shown on this divine mercy image as the red and white rays of light which come from our Lord's side. In fact, our Lord explains to Sister Faustina, now Saint Faustina, the Polish nun who was given this image of divine mercy, was given this message of divine mercy. He said the two rays denote blood and water. The pale ray stands for the water which makes souls righteous. The red ray stands for the blood, which is the life of souls. These two rays issued forth from the depth of my tender mercy when my agonized heart was opened by a lance on the cross. Happy is the one who will dwell in their shelter, for the just hand of God shall not lay hold of him. This message of mercy is a message of forgiveness. It's a message that we know that despite what we have done in our lives, despite where we have gone, that if we turn to our Lord, if we return to him and seek his forgiveness, we will receive it. That there is nothing that can keep us from God's mercy except for us not seeking it. This mercy was first poured upon us at our baptisms. And every time we receive the sacrament of confession, that mercy is once again poured down upon us. In fact, in our gospel today, we hear our Lord giving the apostles that sacrament of mercy, that sacrament of confession. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. It is so sad that the number of people who receive confession is frankly fairly small. Not just here, throughout much of the church. We have forgotten the beauty of this sacrament of confession. We have forgotten the mercy and the love which God pours upon us in that sacrament. And we have forgotten the fact that if we are to receive God's mercy, we must also share mercy. Or as the Lord's Prayer says, you know, forgive those who trespass against us as we forgive those who trespass against us. That if we truly wish to receive our Lord's mercy, we would go and be merciful. We would go forth and share that mercy with others. And again, unfortunately, all too often we don't do that. All too often we don't share mercy I'm sure if we all really sat and thought about it, we could probably think of someone that we're upset with. Someone that has done something that we don't like, that we disagree with, that have hurt us, that have hurt someone we love. Whatever the reason might be. And we want nothing to do with that person because of what they did or said or didn't do or didn't say. And so we hold a grudge against them. We are upset with them. We refuse to forgive them for what they have done. And they may have done something very serious, something abusive, something that seriously hurt someone that we love. We still need to show mercy. We still need to be willing to offer that forgiveness and love that our Lord offers us in His divine mercy. And to do so as often as we need. Remember the parable of the servant who was forgiven by his master. He owed his master a large sum of money, more than he made in a year. And his master demanded he be paid back. And the servant dropped to his knees, "Please have mercy on me, and I will repay you." And the master was moved to mercy and forgave the entire debt. What did that servant do in that parable? He went and ran into a different servant, another one, who owed him very little. Nothing compared to what this first servant owed the master. And this first servant refused to have mercy on the second servant. And it said that first servant was thrown in jail because he did not show mercy after himself receiving mercy. We need to recognize that in our lives as well. If we are not willing to show mercy to our brothers and sisters around us, to those who may have hurt us even very deeply, how can we expect to receive mercy? But our Lord is willing to offer it. We need to trust in that divine mercy for our salvation. Because it is through the divine mercy of God, the divine mercy which flows from the heart of Jesus, that we receive our salvation. And it is through divine mercy that we receive the strength that we need to overcome our sins. Now, to be clear, this divine mercy which our Lord gives us in that sacrament of mercy, the sacrament of confession, is not permission to sin. It is the strength that we need to overcome those sins, to draw us closer to our Lord, to draw us deeper into His sacred heart, to draw us deeper in His mercy and forgiveness. Though we may never be truly free from sin in this life, it is the strength that we need to overcome the effects of sin in our lives. It's the strength that we need to enter into that salvation that we desire. This weekend, as we do remember our Lord's divine mercy, the second Sunday of Easter is marked as Divine Mercy Sunday. May we truly seek that mercy, trusting that Jesus will give us that divine mercy, as well as seek to be merciful as well. May we be able to pray, as it says at the bottom of the divine mercy image, "Jesus, I trust in you."